KPOO Radio would like to thank our radio and internet listeners for supporting KPOO. KPOO Radio is a listener-supported radio station. We are not controlled or operated by any major corporation. We depend on you, our listeners, to stay on the air. We thank you so very much for your donations to KPOO Radio.
This is KPOO San Francisco. Bye bye bye.
Shiba shiba. Shiba shiba. Shiba shiba.
Let me in.
Shiba shiba.
I want to be closer to you.
Shiba shiba.
Open up your soul.
Shiba shiba.
Let me find that part of you. The part that nobody ever knew.
Let me touch your
mind. Oh, why don't you let me in? Let me be the first to ever touch your mind.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Touch Your Mind, the show where we try to get you to be something, do something, experience something, enjoy something. There is so much happening in this city. There are so many actors and dancers and musicians, and sometimes they need places to go and places to be. So here to talk about a place to go and a place to be, I'd like to welcome the visionary behind Music City. I'd like to welcome Rudy Colombini. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am good.
So, Rudy, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I am a musician in San Francisco. I was raised in North Beach. Mm-hmm. I went to all the Catholic schools in the city, got into real estate in my early 20s, got into a band at about, oh, let's say 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Met John Lennon, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
On the corner of Union and Buchanan at about the lovely age of 17. And guess what? He told me that if you want to write songs, he said they've all been written. Don't be afraid to steal a little here and steal a little there. And I did. So I've been a songwriter for all my life. I've had some of this stuff published. I've been on the national charts. And I have a band called the Unauthorized Rolling Stones. We have been all over Northern California and all over the world. We've opened up for as big an act as Elton John. And
wow,
we've played every small little club you could imagine.
And are you guys still doing that?
Still doing that.
Hey.
Sold out Sweetwater last Thursday night. Played Moscone Center Saturday morning. And, did a show for an Elks Club New Year's Eve.
Wow.
So we're very active.
So where are you guys playing next?
I don't know because I don't pay attention until a few days before when my booker calls.
Okay.
Yeah, but, Unauthorized Rolling Stones, just put it in Google. Our website will come up and it'll tell you what we've done and what we're doing.
Okay. So then what brings you to our show today?
Well, I'm opening up what is a music epicenter. And when I say the easiest way to describe what a music epicenter is, it is a building where everything is in it, and it in itself creates a self-contrived music scene. So if you could imagine, let's say, CBGB's club, have the Chelsea Hotel be in that same building, have Abbey Road Studios, Berklee School of Music, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and let's just say Stax Records,
okay,
all in one building.
Okay.
This is what we are.
Okay.
To reframe it, we're four venues in one building. That means that we have assembly status for these four rooms, 200 70, 60, and 50. And we also have 20 studios that are plug and play, which means that you bring your fingers in, there's a keyboard there, you bring your drumsticks in, there's drums there.
Wow.
You bring your guitar, you plug it in. We have a microphone, and you're ready to make noise for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Also, bar, restaurant. We're on two frontages. One frontage is Bush Street, which means that, you know, you'll always see us and what's on the marquee as you're going downtown. The back of the building has a small alley, and so we've got a little cafe back there that plugs into everything else. Laced through the halls of the exhibits and the clubs is the San Francisco Music Hall of Fame, which concludes with 91 huge pictorials and, again, an interactive radio frequency where it will tell you about the particular act that you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And then 83 dimensional exhibits that we call Visionars, which is, you know, more or less the story of that artist. And then we have 350 bricks out front, like a walk of fame. And what else? There's probably a whole lot more, and I just can't think of it.
What about, I understand you offer free rehearsal space?
Yeah, we're going to have free rehearsals for any musician that wants them up until the 12th of this month.
So talk a little bit more about that. Like, how do musicians avail themselves of a free rehearsal space?
Go to Music City San Francisco, find the website on Google, which is very easy. That's Music City San Francisco. You click on rehearsal, and you just can book yourself a studio.
And you mentioned that it would be going until the
12th. We might extend it. I don't know yet, but my guess is we probably will.
Okay. And is this something that you will be offering periodically, or is it just a one-time thing?
You know, knowing me, you know, I'll probably offer it, you know, at Christmas time. And, you know, this, for me, this has been a philanthropic project, which I got pregnant with, and I got so deep into it that it became, you know, it became my life. You know, what we do at Music City is, you know, we are essentially a, you know, a place for people that want to become better at what they do and even become national stars. What I failed to mention, I knew I would forget something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful membership program, and we do also teach 5 classes.
Oh, let's hear about those classes.
Well, the classes revolve around a concept that what musicians really need to know is business.
Mm-hmm.
And they are 5 business classes.
Rudy, are you still there? Rudy? Well, it looks like technology is being mean to us, so hopefully Rudy will contact us again and be able to tell us more about these classes. In the meantime, let's listen to some Blondie.
Eyes that tell me, baby, you don't need no invitation. Let me smoke another cigarette. have another drink, dear, before we get the ready. I can see me in the morning, avoiding your detection, slowly down the staircase, looking for the door.
You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. That's Blondie and No Imagination. It appears that modern technology is going to cooperate with us once more. So let's welcome back Rudy Colombini. So Rudy, when we got disconnected, you were talking about classes.
Yeah. So let me preface the classes with a joke.
Okay.
Hope
it's clean.
A musician without a girlfriend.
Oh, I know that. Homeless.
Yeah.
But well, I heard it about drummers.
So, I mean, that that is so cliche. So all of our classes are showing musicians how to make a buck, how to stay in the game, how to get their media out there, how to develop their branding, their logo, tour scheduling, you know, working with radio and internet, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. And that's something that musicians desperately need, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, usually the problem with the band, you know, it could be the fact that they don't connect. But then again, you know, I would say most of the time, there's not someone that is just doing their business for them. And, you know, they really, in the end, need to learn to do it themselves.
Okay. So how often are these classes offered?
Continuously.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ongoing for 1 week at a time.
So what? So how do you divide up the classes for, you know, for?
There are five classes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the social media class would start on a Sunday evening, and it would end on a Saturday morning.
Okay, okay. So there's a social media class. What are the
yes.
others?
Yeah, I don't remember all of the classes. I'll give you as many as I can.
Mm-hmm.
There's a social media class.
Mm-hmm.
There is a, you know, how to get your band touring class. There is a branding class, which I believe is really, really important. That's all I remember
okay.
right now. You know, Music City is multifaceted. I have a gentleman who was working on this particular division of Music City.
Okay, okay. And then in Music City right now, do you have any events that are coming up?
Well, we will have our opening of the restaurant. That should be in about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where to find out about that would be, you know, join our email list, which you can get to from our website. And just go to our website, put yourself on the email list, and we'll let you know when that opening is. And then when we fill the Music Hall of Fame, that's when we'll have our grand opening.
Okay.
And there are going to be some real notables here just because we have a large, actually the largest law firm for musicians in L.A. Helping us with all of the memorabilia.
All right. And so for people who want to find out more about the venue and about the classes and about the free rehearsal space, how do they go about doing that?
Back to the website.
Which is?
Back to the website. And the first thing would be, you know, do your next rehearsal there. Meet the people that are there. Ask a lot of questions. And they know all about it. A lot of what's happening is on the website.
And give the website one more time for our listening audience.
MusicCitySF.com.
All right. Well, Rudy Colombini, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
I want to thank you more. I appreciate it. And, you know, I want to ask all these musicians out there that are listening to really come and join up. We're building a community like no other. You can read about Music City in the SF Standard. But we are just a, you know, we are a big solution to you getting to where you want to get to in your music life.
Okay. And with that, thank you once again for being on the show.
Thank you. And your name is Marilyn, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Marilyn. You're a great interviewer.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem. All right, people of Earth, you heard it here first.
This would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. Hey, you say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. You've been so
down. Oh, my aching heart. be first, and the last shall be last. Cast your eyes to heaven. You get a knife in the back. Nobody's righteous. Nobody's proud. Nobody's innocent. Now that the chips are down. Now that the chips are down.
1789. How does the bastard, orphan, immigrant, decorated war vet unite the colonies through more debt? Fight the other founding fathers till he has to forfeit. Have it all, lose it all. You ready for more yet? Treasury secretary, Washington's the president. Every American experiment sets a precedent. Not so fast, someone came along to resist him. Pissed him off until we had a two-party system. You haven't met him yet, you haven't had the chance. Cause he's been kicking ass as the ambassador to France. But someone's gotta keep the American promise. You simply must meet Thomas, Thomas.
There is no more status quo. But the sun comes up and the world still spins. I helped Lafayette draft a declaration. Then I said I gotta go. I gotta be in Monticello. Now the work at home begins. So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I wanna give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this. There's a letter on my desk from the president. Haven't even put my bag down yet. Sally BLM, darling, won't you open it? It says the president's assembling a cabinet, and then I end up being the Secretary of State. Great, and I'm already Senate approved. I just got home and now I'm headed up to New York.
Headed to New York, headed to New York.
Looking at the rolling fields, I can't
believe that we are free.
Ready to face whatever's awaiting me
in NYC.
But who's waiting for me when I step in the place? My friend James Madison, red in the face. He grabs my arm and I respond, what's going on?
Thomas, we are engaged in a battle for our nation's very soul. Can you get us out of the mess we're in? Hamilton's new financial plan is nothing less than government control. I've been fighting for the South alone. Where have you been?
France.
We have to win.
Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
I come home to this.
Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home, sir. You've been off in Paris for so long.
So what did I miss?
Underneath the city lights, there is a wall of you. Don't apply, no. And you can't keep a good girl down.
She comes through the club looking for a good time. Gonna make that shake, that money on a dime. Don't need a sugar daddy, she can work it just fine. Up on the table, she'll be dancing,
yeah, all night.
got to give a little show. Hey, hey, hey. Here go the boys, you gotta show a little more.
More, more.
Hit it up, get it up.
Don't let you rest.
Hit it up, get it up.
This is not a test.
Hit it up, get it up.
Gotta give me your best.
So get your ass up, show me how you possess. Hit it up, get it up. Won't let you rest. Hit it up, get it up. This is not a test. Hit it up, get it up. Gotta give me your best.
So get your ass up, show me how you possess.
A whole lot of glam, sweat, sugar, sex, spice, just shimmy, shimmy, strut, strut, give a little work, what up on the tables, we'll be dancing
all night. Everybody just come to life under the spotlight. All the boys wanna fall behind.
We say, hey, hey, hey. Here come the ladies, about to give a little show. Hey, hey, hey. Here go the boys, you gotta show a little more.
Get it up, get it up.
Okay, girls, let's show them how it's done. It ain't over till we say, and we've only just begun.
Let me hear you say, yeah!
You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. I'm your DJ Marilyn, and this is Let Me Touch Your Mind. It's the beginning of a new year. People are still off doing stuff, so I'm just playing music right now. This is Sade in the background with Killer Blow from Absolute Beginners. Heard from Christina Aguilera and Show Me How You Burlesque from Burlesque. From David Diggs, we heard What Did I Miss from the Hamilton soundtrack. And the cast of Hades Down, When the Chips Are Down. Started the set off with Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, I'm Not the Only One. That's from Selfies on Kodachrome. I'll be back with more music. So enjoy some Sade.
A killer blow, Thank you.
That's the Eurythmics and Julia. That is from the soundtrack 1984 for The Love of Big Brother. Heard from Sade and Killer Blow. That is from the Absolute Beginners soundtrack. You're listening to 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. This is Let Me Touch Your Mind. Who's about to touch your mind right now? I'd like to welcome here to talk about Transcode Gallery, Alexandra Stein. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. So before we get into Transcode Gallery, tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do with Transcode Gallery.
So I'm actually a patron of the San Jose Museum of Art mm-hmm. and a C100 member and on the steering committee of the C100 committee. So Transcode is not my personal project, but I will be attending this Friday, January 12th. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of the museum. My husband and I go often, actually, for our date on Friday night. We were there playing Mahjong and lots of other fantastic games with the community, enjoying the space and enjoying the community connection.
All right. Well, then tell me a little bit about Transcode Gallery.
So Transcode is part of a new, the mission of the museum is to be a borderless museum. And by that, they're welcoming all people. They're expanding the museum to be in the physical world outside of the museum, across digital platforms, and having an offsite presence as well. Mm-hmm. But that also means a larger range of inclusive events. So Transcode is a really exciting conversation between artists Chelsea Tomto and Analia Saban, which is basically navigating memory and the material of technology and mixed reality. Visitors are invited to experience the performance and also engage in the talk. The purpose of Transcode is to use body as a form of conversation. So mm-hmm. the artists have AR-linked tattoos on their body, and the audience members can actually access the exhibit using the cameras or smartphones that they have. By scanning the tattoo, they'll be able to see this one-of-a-kind augmented reality exhibition.
Wait a minute.
It's a new way of seeing art.
Okay.
The body of the artist.
All right. I need to understand this. This yes. You're using a tattoo to explain that more to me.
So the artists themselves are trans, which is where that word comes from. They're
okay.
using their bodies as a sort of tablet or canvas, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Imagine they have tattoos on their bodies. If you take your phone and open up the camera, just like you're scanning a QR code, mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. example, when you're at a restaurant, if you were to scan the tattoo on the artist's body, you'll be linked to further art and augmented reality experiences.
Wow.
Through the presentation of the physical tattoos on their body. So you're engaging with the art, but you're also engaging with the artist, and you're using your device to explore deeper and more interesting concepts.
That is amazing. How did they come up with it? You probably don't know, but how do they come up with it? And how do you find out about it?
I can't wait to find out. I'll be there on Friday. Just so you know, Analia Saban is one of the featured artists in the newest exhibition at San Jose Museum of Art. She's in the Encode exhibit upstairs, which is fantastic. I was there at the opening on December 8th with my kids. It's so beautiful. A lot of great pieces from the permanent collection. So these are seasoned artists who work a lot in this space. They think a lot about permanence and body,
mm-hmm.
Engagement, connection, and the contemporary issues of our time. So that's what this museum really focuses on, is instigating conversation, bringing people into a space that challenges current ideas and ideals, and really just opening up your mind.
Okay, so you mentioned that this is but one of the exhibits. Can you talk about any of the other exhibits?
Yeah, so like I said, currently the exhibit on right now is called Encode, which is a beautiful, multifaceted, many different mediums explored here. There's sculpture, photography, video, some wonderful pieces by Jim Campbell, who's a digital artist. There's, photography, textile design, artists weaving photographs together, they're exploring this idea of memory, and they're exploring these thematic groupings that really reference the process of making art and modeling memory. So encoding in the sense of what's stored in our memory. There's a lot of other great artists I can mention. Rhodes B. Simpson, who's a wonderful sculptor and multimedia artist. Some Vietnamese artists, Dinh Quy Ly, Margaret Nielsen, wonderful, just varied group. Enrique Chagoya, who is just the artist and honoree of the last San Jose Museum of Arts Gala. He's an incredible artist. Wonderful pieces. They can't be missed. And I really hope everyone does have a chance. With your admission, by the way, you do get access to the entire museum. So that's one reason to attend the talk on Friday.
Okay, so the talk is this Friday now. Tell me
this Friday.
Yeah. Tell me the name of the museum and where it is again.
The San Jose Museum of Art is located in the heart of downtown San Jose, right on Market and West San Fernando, across from the beautiful Hotel Signia and the Plaza Cesar Chavez, where all of our main events happen, right in front of the Circle of Palms. There's a wonderful cafe restaurant. You can get food. Like I said, entrance is registration includes museum admission. So the talk is at 6:15, and there's performances as well with as part of Transcode. And there's parking nearby at 50 West, or street parking is also available by the museum.
Okay. And so then tell me a little bit more about not just Transcode Gallery, but what it is exactly that you do as part of, you mentioned that you were a chair, I believe.
I'm a patron of the museum. My husband and I have been members for many years since we've been in San Jose. I'm part of the steering committee for the C100 group, and we are all just patrons of the arts. We love to experience art, explore art, see artist studios. So I am very fortunate that I get to be invited on trips to see artist studios. I get to help vote for new acquisitions as part of the Art Pick Night, which happens once a year. We honor artists once a year. Coming up in February, we'll be doing another dinner honoring different artists. And of course, every year I attend the San Jose Museum's gala, where we honor artists and raise money. This year we raised over $1 million that went to offering art and STEM programs to kids throughout the area. Even my kids who attend public school in San Jose received free admission to the museum along with all of their classmates. So we're spreading the love and joy of experiencing art at our museum to the community by the work that we're doing.
Excellent. Well, we're almost out of time. So just one more time for our listening audience, when and where for the Transcode Gallery.
Yes, please join us on this Friday, January 12th at 7 p.m. At the San Jose Museum of Art in downtown San Jose. With your admission, again, you get the talk with the artists, a performance, and access to the museum's galleries between 6 and 8:45 p.m. There's food and drink available for purchase on site. Members get discounts for admission, and I highly recommend you get a membership to the museum. Your membership helps sponsor other people's experiences, and one of the things the museum offers is every first Friday of the month, it's free admission with music, live DJ, food, drink, and all sorts of other events happening. So please come down, and we look forward to seeing you.
And if people want to find out more about the museum and the other exhibits that they have, is there a website?
Yes. Please go to SJMUSART. That's San Jose Museum Art, SJMUSART.org. You can learn more about the museum's mission, the Borderless Museum, and all the wonderful exhibits that they put on, and how to be a member and how to support.
Excellent. Well, Alexandra Stein, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Marilyn.
Oh, no problem. People of Earth, this is your opportunity. You heard it here first.
Because the world is round, it's turns me on.